Oh, well, that's nice, actually.
That's nice. That's the lowest setting. Fuck. So, nice. I was playing Valorant yesterday. I was like, oh, my hands are cold. This is a perfect moment.
There you go.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Guys,
don't you have one?
I do.
I kind of like... That made me kind of pull the trigger.
I should probably buy myself one for work. You think...
My hands are always wet, like at 4 in the morning.
It's like we get like a 45-minute break, and when you stop moving, you get cold real fast. Mm. And for some reason, when the sun rises, it gets colder. Like that early morning when the sun's barely rising, yeah. It just gets cold really... Like it drops 10 degrees for some reason.
I think it's the wind.
That'd be, you know. But, yeah, that's smart. I'll probably get my grandma hand warmers.
Do people dress up as the Wizard of Oz for Thanksgiving?
It's because the movie came out during that time.
Oh.
But.
What the fuck?
Weird lore.
It's their Halloween.
Yeah, imagine that.
But that's sort of like a holiday.
How is this a BMW?
That's a nice car.
I was thinking about getting a Beamer. As much as I just got my new car.
The only Beamer I will ever get is the i230. I guess 230i, sorry. i230i. So yes. The smaller one?
Yes.
The two-door coupe? I just think they're cool.
There's a boxier. I think it's the 280.
The 230i M edition, whatever it's called, that their competition edition one. That one's really boxy. It has like the weird edges. Damn, that was loud.
I like the old school European boxy, like... Little kid drew it. BMW
is the old ones.
Yeah,
those are pretty cool too.
I like that style of BMW.
Those are the kind of cars that Tyler the Creator has, you know?
Exactly. Like, not the rally cars, but the rally type style. Mm-hmm. Really boxy.
The rally feel.
Yeah. That's what I would go for. But I also want a drop top Beamer. I know that sounds stupid, but like.
I wouldn't buy a drop top because I feel like it's going to leak faster.
Yeah, but I would get it just for the fuck of getting it. Because you'd like, I don't know, just imagine driving down downtown Palm Springs in a drop top.
Driving down Indio.
Driving down Indio Boulevard.
And passing by the courthouse?
Passing by all the crackheads? Oh, yeah.
You guys can have this
on if the
you
beat.
Lock in.
Oh, yeah.
He jumped!
Honestly, I think you can get one, Rick.
It's not impossible.
At least buy like a used one, you know? That way it's not like they're like
crazy. I'm already making my next New Year's resolution to put away 25K instead of 10K this year. So I have accumulatively 35.
Stupid fuck.
My New Year's resolution? I don't
have one right now.
Both bitches getting money.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, so let's talk about you getting his headset. Should we run the intro real quick?
Yeah. Welcome back to Sippin' and Pippin'. Are you Sippin'? Are you Pippin'? I'm your host, Jesse, with my host as always.
Wick.
And.
Brian.
And, we're back.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. It's kind of been a long 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah, it feels like it. I mean, it's been a
thinking
long
about
it, week.
Well, it's though. Just been eventful.
Very.
By eventful, I mean...
Ricky got his PC.
I did.
I've
been playing like crazy.
How you been feeling?
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's definitely different.
You understand the hype.
This guy wants to play every single game he sees.
I do.
I mean, like, I'll wake up and there's like a link and it's like, we should definitely play this game.
I know.
But,
He never got Lockdown Protocol either.
It's $10.
I thought you were going to get it during when it was $5.
I'll buy it.
Because that's fine. When I did.
And it's fine. I'll buy it.
I can't even play the game because the settings, the audio settings, it's not in game. You have to do it on your settings in the computer Windows.
Yeah.
And my Windows key doesn't work for some reason. So I have to buy Windows again, which is $140, $200, depending which one you get.
No, what the fuck?
Oh, sorry.
I can't even play it, but I want to play it. It reminds me.
It was fun.
I should call them.
I was playing public lobbies, and I joined the lobby, and it was like a group of friends, and I was just a random. I was like, "Who the fuck is this guy? who the fuck is this guy?" I'm like, "Whoa! Please, I'm okay. I'm good.
Please." I've been doing that thing Stable Ronaldo does, where he puts his hands in the up like this. I've been doing that a whole lot.
Yeah.
I got a lot of games, man.
That shit's funny.
On Black Friday.
A while ago. Oh, I got two games. All the Valve games.
I got a lot of Valve
They were on games. Sale for like 35 cents, and I bought it, and I have all these Valve games. I never touched
So we're playing Marvel Rivals today, right?
Yeah.
Reggie's gonna like Marvel Rivals.
I know he will.
I've been watching people play it.
Oh, look, I got Dark Souls Remastered.
It's like Overwatch, but it's Marvel.
Yeah. I got Dark Souls Remastered.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesse playing Dark Souls?
You have kids in the house?
No. I don't know what that was. Anyways.
Where the fuck are my games?
I beat the Taurus Demon.
Finally?
That night where you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
What difficulty are you playing?
Oh. I don't know.
There's no difficulty.
There's no difficulty.
There's no difficulty in that game?
No.
It's just like...
Technically, the only difficulty would be New Game Plus. But to get that, you have to get Bonfire Essence. Actually, in Game 1, I don't think it's Bonfire Essence. I think you burn humanity in the fire.
Oh. Yeah. In Black Ops Zombies, there's this thing where you can go and like pay to make the rounds harder. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's like...
Why would you ever do that?
Because the zombies in Black Ops 6 are already really hard on their own. Like it's not like before where it was.
I've been seeing like how to get the sword in zombies. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, the new map came out. I haven't played it yet. I was playing Warzone
earlier. I can barely play the game. Mm. I mean, it's playable, but I still get packet burst.
So I got a game called Rat Shaker.
I want to play. There's this game I want to play. It's $20. Amazingly, it's $20. It's a VR game, okay. And like you play as a cat, and you just go around and do like
Stray.
No,
oh.
I forget what it's called. I Am Cat, I think is what it's called.
Oh my god, we have three.
And you basically run around and do whatever you want as a cat. And you can like destroy shit or like whatever.
I have two Walter.
But there's like little things you can do, and there's like a grandma who gets mad at you, and she like hits you with a frying pan.
I got Slime Rancher.
I was actually looking at Slime Rancher, but I was like, that's the first one.
There's the second
two.
One?
Yeah. That's why I didn't get it.
Both Killing Floors for $1 and Darkest Dungeon.
Don't you have Killing Floor?
No. We got it for that free weekend that one time, and then we never played it again.
Oh, and I got...
I thought that game was so cool, too. I think it's Killing Floor. No, no, no. Very fun. It's GTFO. You played that game, GTFO? I don't think Look it up, bro. I feel like you like that. We played it for a free weekend, dude, and I liked it so much, but these guys just didn't want to play
GTFO.
It. Jesse was, like, scared of it.
Yeah. What the fuck is Lily crying for?
I thought she was at the door. I don't know. She's probably with your mom. Well, it's basically a dark game. Like, you go and, like, you know, clear out an area, I think. I thought it was cool.
Oh, it's World War Z, but Killing Floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to know how I defeated the Taurus Demon? It fell off the map.
I was telling you. I was like, are you just going to make him fall off?
I didn't even mean to.
He fell off or you fell off?
No, the demon fell off. It's because you fight on like this, like literal, like this platform. Bridge.
Yeah.
Have you ever played Dark Souls?
We were fighting on this bridge.
It still looks pretty cool.
And it like it jumped on me, and then it was like on the ledge, and it just fell. I was like, yeah.
You know what it looks like? It looks like Advanced Warfare guns in World War II zombies.
It looks cool, bro. I played it a little
bit. I really liked World War II zombies.
No, yeah, anything World War like. World War, because it's like a real event that happened. I like it.
Did you ever play World War II?
The game?
Yeah.
Like the Call of Duty game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played it.
Not World at War, World War II.
World War II, yeah, I played that game.
That one, dude, I loved how the zombies were all freaking like, they all had like mutations to them, like where they were like getting tested on by the fucking
Nazis. Yeah.
That was sick. And they had like fucking cages on their head and stuff. That was very
cool.
Who's that? Why is she so beautiful?
That's Hillary Clinton.
No.
I think she's just a model. Or is that... That's not a movie, is it?
I don't know who that is.
It is just a model.
That is just a model.
What if her name's Coco?
By Chanel?
That's the name of the perfume from Chanel.
Coco, what that, Chanel. What if that's
Coco Chanel.
Oh, guys, this is my vape alternative.
What is it?
It's a crack pipe. No, I'm just kidding.
And here is a flavored crack filter.
It's a crack pipe.
That has no nicotine.
Is it magnetic?
Yeah.
It sounds like
my rank and random flavors. It has a fidget spinner. Rank and random flavors. What the fuck?
Now it's literally just flavored air.
Smirnoff.
Okay, wait, so you got... Did we already talk about it? You got him the headset.
Towels.
Oh, yeah, Jesse got me a headset for Black Friday. Or Cyber Monday, sorry.
By the towels.
You're good.
Because...
You start stimming.
I have a regular Sony headset. I have had it for 4 years.
It's fucking horrible.
The headset's horrible or this mic is horrible?
The mic. The
mic is horrible.
There's an aux, so I could have plugged in a mic, but I just never had a mic.
It's fucking horrible.
But Jesse did not like my mic so much that he bought me a new headset.
What were you guys playing that you got so pissed
off? We were playing Dark and Darker.
Uh-huh.
And we basically had to talk. We have to communicate what we have to do, right?
Yeah.
And there's a point where I don't talk because Ricky's mic is going, and I'm like, dude, Ricky, get a new fucking. It's every time we talk too. That's the worst part. So he'll just sound like a robot every time we talk. And it's just, and then he'll say something. I'm like, Ricky, I can't fucking hear you. I just hear, and then Diaz would join. And he's like, Ricky, get a new fucking mic, dude.
As soon as he would join, he's like, yo, who the fuck is that? And he's like, oh, it's Rick.
No, I have a...
And then I think I got so mad. We were playing Dark and Dark. I'm like, fuck it. I'm buying this fucking mic, bro. I don't care.
That was his rage.
I don't care. And then
as soon as we died, he bought
I was like, fuck it. I'm getting my mouse pad at this point, too. I'm just doing it all right now. And that's what I did.
You got a mouse pad?
Mouse pad.
On Amazon?
Yeah.
I want to find the Berserk one. The Berserk one's cool.
It's so nice.
I need to buy just
it. It glides so smooth.
Yeah, I got my new mouse. Replacement mouse, I guess you can say, because it's the same mouse as before. But
just got super light.
It's in white. No, because I went to Walmart, not Walmart, Best Buy, and I bought the Logitech G502 wireless.
Uh-oh.
And like it was on sale. It was like $50 off, so I got it. It was still $120 though, and I got it, bro. And I got home. I held it and I was like, this doesn't seem right. It doesn't feel right. Like your middle, your finger, it just sits higher than the bottom than that one. So it's like this. It's kind of angled. And I'm like, this doesn't feel right.
It's a weird mouse.
It's cool. It's got buttons for your thumb. Like a steady button, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like you hold it with your thumb, like the tip of your thumb.
Oh, it's kind of cool. So smart.
Dude, it's really
Why
cool.
Don't I put the shift on the thumb button?
I guess you can do that too. You can.
What do you mean?
Instead of using shift when we're playing like Valo, why don't I put it on my thumb button?
Yeah.
If you want, yeah.
Yeah.
You
can
do that. That makes so much more sense.
That's what the whole that mouse is for. It's like there's like
dude, the I have button four buttons on my fucking mouse.
And the two buttons on top. And then for some reason there's two buttons by your fucking finger, like up there. It's kind of weird, bro. Hey, Jesse, can you pull it up real quick so he can see the mouse I have?
Oh yeah.
But I bought it, but I returned it.
That is pretty weird.
Just look up Logitech G502.
Sorry, I'm on a private. I'm on private because I'm kind of watching the game illegally. I mean, I'm watching the game.
Not just like G5.
You're using Brave.
Yep. Brian put me on.
Yep.
You see? Okay. You see that little button right there? There's those two. That one right there that you can actually pull out and put like a rubber pad because it's magnetic.
If it looked a little different, I get the system.
It just looks a little ugly.
Yeah, like if it wasn't as ugly.
It's too
much. That one is the no RGB. I got the RGB one.
There's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Well, but one, that's your DPI, and the other one unlocks the scroll wheel, so like it kind of like just spins.
Makes sense.
And then those two are, those four, I guess, are like... 5 actually, you know, but that one right there with like the weird circle on this, that one, that one's for like steady, like so you can like walk slow, or whatever. And yeah,
that's just interesting.
I thought it was cool, but it just wasn't. The wireless one comes with this puck on the bottom, and basically, you're supposed to buy this mouse pad from Logitech that basically you put your mouse on it and it programmable charges it through controls? The mouse pad.
You what with on the mouse pad?
It's a Logitech mouse pad. That you put the wireless mouse on, and it has a puck under the mouse that basically the mouse pad is like a charger. And it charges the mouse. But I was like, 40% off? Another $100.
That's just a $100 mouse?
Just to charge my mouse like that. Yeah. And I got my...
This is a non-RGB one. 41% off. Damn.
Yeah. And then, what's it called? Like, I just didn't want to spend that much on a mouse. I just wanted like a little charging dock, hey, like the Razer one is.
It's worth it.
That one is... I don't know. I honestly...
Oh, not just, this one.
It wasn't for me.
This one's worth
it. That one is, yeah. That one wasn't worth it. Look, click on mouse and mouse pad down there. Like the you see the options? Click on that one. I don't know if it's that one.
That's a cool mouse pad.
Look up Logitech mouse pad, like charging mouse pad. Look it up.
Yeah, because that's the wired one.
Why can't you just spell Logitech?
I don't feel like typing.
Logitech wireless mouse pad, I guess, or mouse pad charger. Or ooh. Not wireless, charging mouse pad, sorry. My bad.
Damn it. I was doing so well. Hey!
This guy can't type.
You know what's crazy? In the short time that I've been doing...
That right there.
The PC.
It's on sale. But look, $120 for that mouse pad.
Ew.
And all you do is the wireless Logitech G502. You put it... The puck literally has like this like magnet. I don't know what it is. You can pull it out and replace it. But like, it charges. There it is. Oh. That's it. That thing just charges the mouse as you're playing. And oh, that's a different mouse. That's actually, you know, but like,
ew.
Yeah. And look, you see on top the options you have. There's that middle thing.
This one.
That was like an off brand.
Click it.
It's like a puck charger, or actually, yeah. You see that little thing, that little circular thing.
It's the weight holder.
The little circular thing. You it goes under the mouse to give it some weight because I guess the mouse is like, I don't know.
10 grams.
Yeah. My old mouse had that.
They come with like I think it's like 1.3 the grams of weights, like little ones, like six of them. It wasn't for me, the mouse. So.
Well, you want to see why I'm so big brain for what I did? Sorry, that's a little off topic, but like, I saw the old mouse I had. I sold it to Hamed. I was like, Hamed, just give me $30 because the mouse was like $80, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna get some money back. But I was like, Hamed, just buy me a $25 Valorant gift card for this. You're about to see why. And I'm a genius.
Amazon gift card?
No, Valorant
gift card.
Valorant. So give me a Valorant gift card. Hey, I fucking clicked it, fucking PC, bitch.
Sorry. What are you trying to do?
Well, that's a cool charger.
That's literally what we were just looking at.
But yeah, the mouse buttons are very useful. Like, on Val... Well, mine aren't that useful.
Why isn't the window
this one
closing?
This one is my diffuse or plant button.
Uh-huh.
And then this one's my my talk like in Team Chat.
I should start using those buttons. I don't use them at
all. Yeah, I haven't bound any of my anything. Honestly, except for Powerwash Sim. Powerwash, I have my
shop. Are you having fun with it?
Huh?
Are you having fun with that game?
Yeah. Like, this is the bundle I bought.
It's pretty cool. Is that a bunny?
What the fuck?
Power Rangers. Look at this, bro.
Are they all bunnies?
No, it's a duck, a penguin, a bear.
A bear, an otter.
Oh.
So sick, bro.
That's actually pretty cool.
It is.
Worth?
Worth.
How much was it?
That bundle is like, I think like 25 bucks, 30 bucks.
And it's just the...
It's just the player cards, buddies. The buddies change every time you get a kill.
Oh.
So, like, it'll go into their... That. And then this spray. That shit's so funny, dude. I was like, homie, just give me a $25 gift card so I could buy this shit. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay. I bought that shit.
Anyways.
I have enough points! Yeah! I got the spike buddy now. Yup. Oh, look. And I have a matching with my guns now. Nice. Yup.
Dude, I need to get all the fucking pretty girl skins that Paris gives me.
Yup. Well, I have this pink one.
Pretty girl skins.
Yeah, but that's what Paris was like. Do you want a girly skin, Rick? I'm like, fuck yeah, I want a girly skin.
Yeah, she gave you this one. I have this one.
Yeah.
But I use this skin.
But she has this really cool, like, animated one, too.
Oh, the fucking...
Is it the Vandal?
No, it's a Guardian one. Or it, I think it, there's a Vandal skin of it. I have it, though.
Wait, it's like a bright fucking pink.
Where is it? I don't have it. We're getting sidetracked. But it's okay, because I'm going to show Ricky which one it is.
Yeah. Anyways.
If I have it.
I go crazy over it, because she's like...
I don't think I have
it. Here's the girly skin. Oh, yeah, I have to go back. Wait.
No, it's not this one. No, no. But it's close to that. It's not that one. I know which one it is, but I don't have it.
Why can't you just find it in there?
Because I don't know what it's called. Look, this is, dude. I've been waiting for this fucking skin for 2.5 months.
That looks cool. What's wrong with it? It's not out yet, or
no? It's out. It just doesn't pop up in my shop. Mm. Like every day at 4 p.m. this resets. And I never get it. I have the points ready. Don't get me started.
Just pay someone who has it on their account.
No, want it on my account.
You have a whole new account.
Oh, too many fucking skins.
You can't trade on this?
No, I wish.
I feel like one day though.
I trade all of my fucking skins that I have, except this one. Mm. And this one. I wouldn't trade this one, actually.
That one's cool.
But yeah. Yeah, I tried teaching Ricky the game, and this fucker would just not listen, so I gave up. Why I was like, Ricky, let me teach you this fucking patterns. Let me teach you how to use the guns.
He's like, here you go, like, flash around this corner.
No. We went into a custom game, and we Paris, Undone, and Zara got sidetracked. Ricky wasn't listening to anything, so I said, fuck this. No, fuck that. I'm throwing you in. Go. Get out. Fucking leave the match, and just queue. He's like, okay. Oh, I can use this one for the red one.
Oh. That's really
cool. What skin was it? Did they take it off?
I don't know. But she kept on giving me all the girly skins.
Yeah, Ricky. Oh, it's this one.
Yeah.
Bubble Pop. I don't have it.
She was like, Ricky, you want the girly pop skin?
Girly pop skin.
Like, fuck yeah, I want the girly pop.
Yeah, Ricky says, like,
what would you do if I wasn't recording this whole time?
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah. I gotta go to work at 6. Is that a regular ass AK?
Yeah.
Really? That's pretty funny.
Black market.
Does it that change? Is kind of sick, though.
I don't know the difference,
but. The AKs were the bad guys.
Right? Wait, there's a red one?
Yeah. That's a boy. Nope. I don't want the boy. I want the girl.
I want the girl toy. I want the boy toy.
Put the girl on.
When you went to McDonald's, they give you the wrong toy. I always wondered that. How do they know what toy, you know, like to get the kids? Did they ask how many boys, how many girls?
I think so.
Look, I have the yellow one with this one. Put a girl on.
I think that's why they do like gender neutral toys now.
Put a girl. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Put a girl on.
Is it gender neutral or am I? It's another word, huh?
I don't know.
Asexual.
No. Unisex.
Yeah. Toys, asexual is.
When you don't...
Sexual.
Isn't it when you're not?
Like, no, asexual, I think, is only attracted to yourself.
Oh, I thought it meant, like you're attracted, but you're not really, like, someone who's, like... who's, like, interested or... Not interested. I guess interested in, like,
I think it's, like, people who, like, when having sex, like, have sex in front of a mirror and just, like, stare at themselves.
Weird.
I don't know.
Let us know.
Let us know in the comments.
Let us know whoever's asexual. So what is this that you got me?
Chestnut.
Oh.
Joey Chestnut?
That one's actually... I like that one better than the caramel brulee. Because the caramel brulee is kind of salty. And kind of bitter. What?
Safe.
That wasn't a touchdown. Oh, it was.
Oh, dude. There's this game that... It's like a backrooms game, but there's like a Momo... kind of figure that follows you. You remember like that weird chicken statue Momo? The memes?
Oh, Momo. Devour?
Yeah.
Oh, he was in. Wait.
I think he wasn't. Yeah, both of his feet were on the ground.
He wasn't.
Look, both feet.
Wait, but not all the way down. Well, I guess, does the tippy toes count?
Yeah. It was a touchdown.
The comeback starts now.
Hey!
Bang!
Oh.
Look at this. Comeback!
Four!
Four. I went over the net. That's cool.
You guys are still up 13?
Yeah.
Are you doing that math right?
Yeah.
Dude, that's like...
The GOAT. My comment, the GOAT.
Two scores before they can get you.
Next Sunday, doubleheader.
Who are you guys playing?
We play the Eagles. Why aren't they showing us? Why are they showing the fucking Dolphins and Texans? No one cares.
Come on. They're like OGs.
Who's that? Bill Cosby.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I don't think I said that. Sorry.
Oh. 9-3?
What's the X by
Kansas? Hey, I'm not Kansas? Playing today.
What's the X by Kansas right now?
I think my nephew's right here. Oh, fuck, they're here. Lock my door, yeah.
Hey, look, 7-5. Suck it, bitches.
5-7 over there, look at this. What a terrible fucking season.
I'm just kidding. Just injuries.
Yeah, the fucking, all our guys are fucking out.
Crash out.
God, man.
Why do they get to use iPads?
I think that's for them to review plays and shit.
Who got us these iPads? Where's the cocoa melon?
Imagine just someone's playing like Fruit Ninja just...
Instead of making plays,
instead of looking at the fucking plays,
we should not get distracted.
That's here. Good.
What's it called? I'm finding a headache. It's like really, really like it feels like it's pulling me back, kind of deal.
It's getting him to go to sleep.
That's true. We just got sidetracked.
You want Pringles?
Yeah, we're watching football. Jason's Steelers are playing against the Browns.
You want Pringles?
How long have those been there?
Yesterday.
Sure? I don't believe him.
Yeah, me neither. I believe they've been there for.
He's got like a snack drawer over there.
No.
Which I won't lie. I have
chips up there.
I have a snack drawer too.
Like a Mexican chips up there.
I have a snack drawer.
How would you guys recommend putting up a shelf without putting anything into my wall?
Dude, that's. I've been thinking about that too. I want to put a shelf over my PC, impossible. But it's like you can't because it's like it needs the walls.
Also, I'm gonna rearrange my room.
Just drill some fucking nails in.
Well, honestly, my stepdad's gonna bitch at me. No.
Well, ask him for because what? Remember, you can always patch holes. It's like, but just make sure that's where you're
walking. Just don't like fucking hammer it, drill it.
Go.
Duh.
Drill it, get the drywall plugs and then.
Like, oh yeah.
Pull those out and then just put spackle on.
Oh yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh yeah. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I'm gonna rearrange my room because
I don't know. Like being faced away from the door.
Yeah. Like what I'm gonna do?
What's wrong with that?
Well,
it just feels weird.
Yeah.
Just like you know, what we should get those like you know those like weird bubble mirrors for cars
in the corner.
Put it right there and just.
Oh, because what I wanted to do was, you come into my room, door, PC, bed right here, like how Jesse's layout is, but I have more. This room over here is over there, and this bed is pushed against the wall right that way. And I have Jesse's closet is my closet, but it's the whole wall.
Right.
And it's a double sliding door.
Right.
So what I want to do is I want to put my bed on the double sliding door glass because I don't really use my closet. I have it open all the time to one, and I only use that one side. So I keep that side open, close the other side. So my bed's over here. I put my nightstand right here. I have a nightstand right there next to the door. I want to put a nightstand right here next to the bed. Ooh.
Is that a
the
cat?
PC over here, so that it's like at the foot of my bed, but facing towards the door.
Right.
And then I have all this empty space right here.
You should do a before and after photo.
Yeah.
Those are always good feelings, like before and after.
Yeah. Is that a cat? Oh my god, it's a catch. Sorry.
And that too, I can try and make it.
You will like hear me get sidetracked.
Like, over it. My corner. And put like some snacks and shit in there. Because I don't have anything.
Sorry, I'm like. Squeaking the wall.
Look at Scotty Miller, man.
I also haven't made a designated area for my PC. Like, yeah, my stuff, my desk is like what Jesse's desk looks like right now. Like, it's not messy, but there's a couple things on it.
Wait. Say that again. You want to designate?
My desk is cleaner now.
I want to designate like a good PC area.
What do you mean? What does that mean? Good PC area?
Like, I already have my spot, but like, it's just my desk.
I don't know.
So you underneath, I still have shit underneath.
Oh, you want like this is my PC area.
Yeah.
Nothing else goes in this area. I got you.
I just want to be clean.
For sure.
I just want to be straight.
For sure.
Just clean, like...
I think if I were to move my room around again, I would probably put my setup in that corner.
And then I know it sounds crazy,
but your bed's too big to be in the way of the door.
I know that's the whole, like, I wanted to move it here, but it's gonna block the door unless I put it this way.
You know, I think it's crazy. I don't want it here. What you should do is pull the stuff out of your closet.
You should get a standing closet.
Get
your PC
in the closet. Get the desk in there.
Get the PC in the closet.
Not even like put that desk, but get like a wooden like countertop. Have your dad hang it in there. Your setup can be in there. Put your drawers out here. Your bed can like move.
Or a standing closet.
And then that's your area right there. Because honestly, that's what I've always wanted to do. But obviously, I don't own my house. It's rented. So it's like, if I ever was able to, I would literally make my whole closet my desk. Take out the doors. Put a desk in there. Or I would put my bed in the closet.
I just love that my room is not crammed like it was before.
My room is.
You got Pepeth Play?
Huh?
You got Pepeth Play?
Yeah.
Is it the liquid or is it the gel?
It's the gel, I think. Hmm. It's that one where it, like, it shoots like a...
It shoots fire.
Is it broken? Oh, it's chipped. I chipped the plastic right there. It still works. I used to, like, unclip it before I go into work because I didn't want people, like, grabbing it. Hmm. But no one goes near my stuff, thankfully. Well, just the drivers. But... One of the drivers is like, why do you have pepper spray? What do you think it's for, motherfucker?
Why do you have pepper spray? You want to see?
I explained to him, like, I've left my house before and there's been random people outside. So just in case, I carry a knife and the pepper spray. And what's it called? He's like, oh, you should use it on your supervisors when they don't let you want to go, let you go home. Oh, that's smart.
Can I go home, really?
No.
Dude, all week I've been going into work at 2:15. Bro, it feels like it was Tuesday and I thought it was Thursday, bro. And like, it's like every day goes by so slow.
We fucking serious? We fucking serious?
Me too, dog.
I get like no sleep.
Are we fucking serious?
On regular, I get like an hour. Like, I play with these guys. I go to work at 4. And I play with these guys until like 3:12. And I'm like, guys, I gotta go take a shower. And like, one more game. One more game. One more game. Like, guys,
the thing is, you can't let them do that to you, bro. They used to do that to me, but I just don't even join anymore.
Oh, yeah,
it's you're lying. It's not us.
No, I know, but
it's Diaz. It's not us.
But Diaz has really good ways of like keeping you in.
Yeah, it's because he has a handsome face.
It is.
I mean, I do it to him.
And then you hear his voice, and you're like this, Rick.
You hear his voice, like, he's a dad. You hear his
voice.
Oh. Okay.
Wait, Diaz, say that again? I can't hear you.
Diaz, I can't hear you.
Sorry, you cut out. One more time.
What is this? Air compressor.
My dad uses it for his.
What's it called?
The garage.
Oh. So, this is our second to last episode. Next episode is our last episode of the season.
Yes.
And we're going to do our Christmas episode as yes. well. I already got you guys' gifts and I wrapped
Quinma.
It up.
Quinma.
Are you guys excited?
Yeah.
Quinma. I can't wait for you guys to open your gifts.
Bro,
I
don't see how the Vikings were tied 21-21. Now they're up 42-21.
I got you something. Sorry. I feel like you would like it, but like if you saw it in the stores, you wouldn't buy it. You get it? It's like you'll see it, like, oh, that's cool, but you wouldn't buy it for yourself. Or like buy it, you know? So I hope you like it.
Yeah.
And I hope it'd be like something.
Yeah.
You could use, you know.
Sorry, I would scream right now. But
I got Jesse something too, to be honest, I don't even think he's gonna like it. But we'll see if he likes it.
The fuck?
Sorry,
I only got something for you.
Something
good. Yeah,
I haven't gotten Jesse yet.
Yeah, you're about to get two gifts from me. Cause I got you that.
What did you get me?
Honestly, you're kind of hard to get. You know? Like, I could just get you Legos.
I'm not hard to get.
I could just get you Legos, but like.
Exactly. I'm not hard to get.
Oh, that's a good idea. I ain't getting a Lego.
You damn liar.
But then I got you guys Legos
last time. Yeah. I don't care. I told you I was going to get you guys Legos. Like months before I told you this. I was like, I'm getting you guys Legos.
Man, a Lego would have been a smart idea, but.
Legos are just easy, man.
You know what would have been cool if I got your car as a Lego?
My car as a Lego? I don't think they make that as a Lego.
There's a brand that does. There's a brand that makes guns out of Legos.
I should have got you guys custom Funko Pops.
No.
Larry Bird.
What? Custom ones. Yeah. Like of you guys. I'll do Ricky's bathroom one. So when I give it to him in the packages.
Like that. Do you think they would do that?
I'll get Jesse a...
Probably not. Probably not.
I'm going to get Jesse a cameo from Dalton.
What the fuck?
Dude, I wish I got one from Gilbert Godfrey. I actually
would take that. I actually would take the cameo.
Cameos are...
What the fuck?
You ever see how much cameos are? I debated of getting you Arthur Morgan's voice actor cameo, but he charges $180.
Goddamn.
And that's the base price. If you want something special, it's more.
Damn.
Because he'll do it in the Arthur Morgan, like, thingy. If you go on Cameo on his website, on the Cameo, and you go to his profile, on there is like, you want some jelly beans? That's the audio's right there. You want some jelly beans?
What the fuck?
Dude, I wanted one from Gilbert Gottfried so bad.
Yeah. But I think he still does it. He might be dead.
He's dead.
He might be dead, but he still does
it. My name is Gilbert Gottfried. And I told you...
I think Hank from Hank Schrader is on there too. You know he has a barbecue pit over there in San Diego? Is it San Diego?
I think it's Temecula?
Somewhere over there.
It's on the way over
there. But he runs it, dude. You can probably go and see him
there. It's him and someone else. There's another actor that runs it. Or has some part of it.
I've always wanted to go just to meet him. Be like, let me get a brib. Some tri-tip.
Hank Schrader, give me some minerals. Oh, what the fuck?
Jesse, have you ever watched Breaking Bad?
So I've watched a couple episodes.
I remember, like...
Never sat down and watched it. I remember
binge-watching the show.
I know what it is.
I'm kind of upset that... Not that I'm upset, but...
Better Call Saul didn't end the way I liked it. Like, the ending with him being, like, behind the cage thing, die or whatever, to, like...
Yeah.
As, like... I get it, but it's, like... It wasn't as good as Breaking Bad.
Exactly. Like, Natalie... was able to watch Better Call Saul first and then Breaking Bad, which I feel was...
That's what I did.
That's a cooler experience, you know? Because I feel like... I watched Breaking Bad maybe like a year after the finale.
Yeah.
Like, that's when I actually watched it and I thought it was badass. And then I would just rewatch it every so often. And then Better Call Saul came out and I watched that periodically.
It was him.
And it was a whole different experience. Because I watched Breaking Bad first. And it's just, I wish I could have gone back and done it the other way.
Real?
Have you seen El Camino?
Yeah, you told me to watch it. I watched it.
That one's fucking crazy.
That was a good ending. That was a good movie.
That one's so sad. It was like,
yeah, it's, you know.
Seems like I gotta catch up, huh?
What I really like is that it gives you Jesse and Jane.
Me?
Yeah, like him thinking about it.
Yeah.
I will always feel bad for him. Because Walter could have completely just, like, you know.
Avoided that.
But I guess the story would have been cut short. Because obviously, if she was still alive, he probably would have moved away. Like they were planning to, you know?
Yeah.
But it makes
sense. No, Russ didn't cook. Who are you sushing, bro?
You're That's 3-9. That's crazy to think about.
Is he bleeding?
Fucking
he
actually would have ran away. Fuck is he shushing for? Yeah, you're 3-9, stupid
Well, how
fuck.
Much was it? It was like 300,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which isn't a lot, but, like, still, it's good enough for you to move away, find some place, and then just chill for a minute.
Yeah. That's what I'm...
Did that make you feel bad, Jess?
What?
When he did that.
Yeah, because he's 3-9, and he's losing the game. Fucking shit stand.
They still have a chance.
They're still 3 minutes.
Are they out?
Yeah.
From the... Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I remember someone had posted like the Raiders losing a game, and they were like 2-7. I think like 2-7 or something like that. And I was like, and I commented. I was like, "That's me with my Niners." And then the person goes, "I hate the Niners." And I was like,
"Damn."
And I said, at the time they were like 4-5, maybe 4-6. I think they were like 4-6 or something like that. And I was all like, better than 2-1, whatever you guys are. 2-9.
Damn.
You know?
Damn.
I was left on red.
These are the refill packs.
Oh, that's cool.
They're $10 for 3.
Honestly, dude, they last long?
3 days each. This is the third day of this guy.
Not bad.
Oh, return that shit.
$10 for three?
Return.
And a vape is $20.
Oh my god, do you see that? That motherfucker dived. He dived. Can they I want to see the replay. Is that the horn? No, no, no.
I didn't get
why do you have the audio off?
Huh?
Why do you have the audio off?
Well, because we're recording.
I know, but I said you can keep it low.
Okay.
Just so you don't have to, like, miss out. Just don't, you know. You can keep it like that, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yes. Just don't be too close. Jesse's turned on the audio. So if you guys hear, like, talking in the background, it's the game. Oh my god, look at that.
Fuck this bed, bro. Move
look at you, the way he dives. Yes. The way he dives is so like. Yes. Jesse, how do you feel about being 10-3?
Amazing. I feel great. We got picked to finish last in our division. To finish last. We're first.
Wait, Pepsi's.
We're first.
What's the name of your stadium?
Acrisure.
Oh, yeah.
Acrisure Stadium. That's the GOAT, man.
Oh, my. There's a supervisor.
That's the GOAT, man.
Oh, let me get in on some shit right quick.
I love this shit, man. I love this game.
They hired two.
Love for the game.
Seasonal supervisors. And one of them is from Mexico. And he's, like, brand new. He speaks English. But he's, like, he's only been here for, like, maybe 4 or 5 weeks. And then the other guy, he's from Pittsburgh. And what's it called? The one guy, there's a rule where, like, supervisors can't touch packages or else they'll get in trouble. It's like stealing work from us because we're a union. If you steal work from us, well, we can file about it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, like, and if someone from corporate comes in and sees that, or someone from, not corporate, I guess the union rep comes in and sees that, they can get you in trouble. Like,
I love this shit,
you
know,
just drop a hammer on you. And so I tried explaining to that. I didn't explain it. I told my other supervisor who is, you know, a supervisor. Try to explain to him. I was like, "Hey, you gotta let him know, cause I'm not gonna, I'm getting really irritated the way he's just standing in my way and grabbing my packages before I can even get a chance to get them."
Mm.
And dude, this dude just every day is the same shit. He just stands in my way, gets in my way, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna stand back, cause like, I mean, if he can do it, then I'll let him do it. I'll just stand back and not do it. But I'm like, I told my supervisor, I was like, you gotta tell him, because if I tell him, I'm gonna tell it differently. I'm gonna say it differently. I'm not gonna say it like in a nice way, because I, you know, which I get it. Like, why not just say something? But at the same time, I don't want to be an asshole.
Makes sense. Because you are barking up to another supervisor.
Yeah, and he might think like, "Hey, I'm like the boss of you. You can't say that." But it's gonna be like, I've been here longer, you know.
Mm. Makes sense.
And then the other supervisor, he's cool. He's all right.
Man, I love this game.
What's it called? He's really funny.
Mm.
He was like I don't know. He's still working in like theater stuff like that. But what's it called? Oh yeah, he's funny. He comes around and just starts like cracks jokes. It's like those kind of jokes where like it makes you like ha ha laugh. So like when you need a good laugh.
Ja 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 ja.
That's like that guy can only do it. Fucking the other day we were working, and his pants ripped, bro. From like
SpongeBob,
from like here down and down his thigh, bro. I was like, and he was walking around, and you can just see his underwear in this. I was like, this is fucking weird.
Damn. Did he go get his pants changed all day?
The whole day it was just ripped pants, bro. I was like, you gotta go home and change, dude.
Yeah,
Santa Claus dripped out.
Honestly, I started wearing shorts under all my pants.
Yeah,
just because exactly that reason. I never want to. Dude, these pants that I'm wearing right now.
Just wear sweats.
Rip from right here.
Yeah.
Let's see, rip them right now.
Yeah.
And I stitched them back up.
Oh, yeah.
You can see it.
Shit, I need a napkin.
Dude, you can see it.
We gotta do that one, dude.
Whatever.
I need a. Hey, yo, you got a napkin?
I need a napkin.
I got
you.
I don't think I have the strength for that.
Yeah, you do.
Probably.
For denim, probably not.
Why is this? What is this commercial for?
I don't think
Capital One.
What's in your wallet, Santa Claus?
Whatever Mrs. Claus got.
Buick really, really started cooking on their designs.
What's all that motion back there?
Damn. All right, but can I play Fortnite on that? I haven't played OG Fortnite.
Me neither. I haven't touched Fortnite forever.
This is on a Winx up ad.
I'm sorry, but if you get chicken tenders over wings at Wingstop, you have an issue.
I got Wingstop a couple weeks ago, and they gave it in a big bag. I think I said this before. My mom saw me come in the big bag, come in the house with a big bag, because it's like
they always put the
fries on a tray, and they always put it in a big bag. I was like, all that? I was like, it's not even a lot. They just always do this, you know? Make me look like
they always give you a big ass bag.
Big ass bag for a little bit of food.
A big ass bag. Big ass bag.
Dude, I went to fucking, what's it called? Dave's? Motherfuckers, why did it take so long for 2 chicken strips, fries, and a fucking drink,
bro? That is crazy.
Dude, I was there for like 20 minutes at the window. Like, what is taking so long? Come to find out, these motherfuckers, wrong order. They gave me the wrong order.
How sick.
I got home, bro, and I opened it. I was like, and it was the 2 chicken sandwiches. And I was like, these motherfuckers. I was like, whatever.
Mike Tomlin, let him score, bro. Let him score.
I paid less, you know?
Don't run the clock down. Let him score, please.
But like, still, bro.
Can we drop 30 on these fuckers? Please. Please. Please,
I still haven't gone to Dave's.
Don't play the fucking respect game. Put 30 on their head. You know, put 30 on their head. Why is Minka Fitzpatrick out there?
Fucking KFC had not KFC. Nailing the ball. Fuck off. What's it called? T-Mobile Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
They had a free 3-piece chicken strip combo from KFC for the purchase of $5 on the app.
Why can't we just put 30?
What's it called? Chicken Popeye.
Because
the Popeyes there are so good.
Oh my god.
They're fire, dude.
And I was like, damn, this is worth
I'm so happy.
Chicken and some, you know.
So happy.
Oh.
My head is like pounding.
I'm so happy.
Have you drank your chai already, dude?
What's the X and Y stand for, Jess?
What? This clinch playoff berth or clinch division?
Oh, I didn't even look at that.
Yeah, I was like, kind of split there. It's okay. Oh, bro. Go drop 30 on these fuckers, man. Fuck these guys.
They're right there. Well, no, there's...
I would have done it. I'm going to fuck.
It's over right there.
10-3. Oh, wow.
Is that JJ?
Coach of the year, man. He probably won't.
They could have gone for more, dude. They could have gone over 30, but they were just...
Yeah, too much fucking respect. Mean. Mike Tomlin's soft. No, I'm just kidding. I love Mike Tomlin. I love this game. Love for this game.
I feel like that's more disrespectful than anything.
What?
Not caring about the game. Like, yeah, they already lost. But I feel like not finishing that last 30 seconds is a big fuck you.
Well, I mean, no. It's just because, like, we already won the game. What's the point?
Exactly, but...
I think we should have done the big fuck you and scored again. That's what I think. Oh, look, 40 seconds left.
Oh, this is the Jets in Miami. Damn, dude, look at that scoring. No, there's not.
Oh my god, wait, they're in field goal range.
Wait, well, they football. Would go overtime then.
Uh-huh. Unless the Dolphins score.
But there's 35 seconds. You think they're going to try? They are.
Yeah, they're going to try. You always got
to
try.
They're going to want to go closer just so that field goal can be a little better. They have the chance.
Love for this game, man.
What is that, the 40 yard?
Yeah, like 39, 40.
Aaron Rodgers?
Oh my god.
No. That's it.
That's Jalen Waddle, bro. Anyways.
Just a couple chill guys watching football.
Damn, really? We didn't even talk about Friendsgiving.
Yeah, we did.
We still had time. Lots of time. We're 50 minutes.
Nah, we got time.
Okay. So 15. we did have Friendsgiving.
15.
We had Friendsgiving. Well, the day the episode, last episode came out was our Friendsgiving that Wednesday. Yes.
Very fun.
Our mac and cheese.
Ricky got bullied.
Hello.
Ricky, tell them why you got bullied.
Because I was supposed to bring mac and cheese and I didn't.
Mac and cheese, what else?
Champurrado, and I brought hot chocolate.
Well, it's close, but... Not quite.
Yeah.
That's just so funny, though.
Sorry. Anyways, so oh look, they're rushing again. The play
that's so funny, dude.
So, yeah, Ricky forgot to do the one. Oh, that's it. That's the game. Field goal. That's the game.
This guy's his hat. Now we're getting sidetracked.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I want to watch this still go. So fuck you guys.
We'll continue the story about Francisco.
11 for 12. I think he might miss. Chat, yeah, I think he might miss.
There's 12 seconds left. It's the 40. They're going to go for a field goal.
I think he might miss.
I think he's going to miss.
I think it's 40 yards, man.
I think
he's going to feel all the pressure and miss. And then
look, he's going to miss. Why are they putting this? They're jinxing it. He's going to miss. Oh, they call a timeout. 52-yard attempt. Oh, my God.
They're going to cool him out. He's going to get scared.
I love this game.
Imagine all the pressure on that one, dude.
It's so brutal being a kicker.
And it's like a whole, like you only train for that fucking moment.
So if you fuck it up, what are you training for?
See, people are always like, kickers have it easy. They just have to make a kick. It's not that easy. Because, yeah, in practice, they just practice their kicks, but it's also like the pace that the defense comes out.
Wait, it's right here. 52 yard attempt.
Don't, dude. Don't miss. After making the last 15, you can't miss.
He's on a streak.
Right? Yeah, that's what they showed on screen. Yeah. That's why I feel like they're jinxing it.
In. That's in. That's overtime.
Oh, my God.
That's overtime for them.
Yo, chill out, CTE. Alright, my bad.
Alright, they're on overtime. Anyways, so it was pretty much everyone that we said was going to come.
Yeah.
Minus one person who didn't want to come. And Mo.
Yeah, why?
Mo couldn't make it. Because they thought we were like assholes. When in reality.
Yeah, and they don't want to make new friends.
When in reality, so. We just make fun of each other.
It is what it is. Because
we're close to each other.
Because we've known each other for like 6 years.
Yeah, she thought it
actually,
would just,
yeah, now like
she thought it would just circle to her and like we would just make fun of her like no.
I'm honestly offended by that
because like, no, she also got nervous because like she doesn't know you guys and she's like, you know, so it'd be like overwhelming. So I understand
that. That makes sense.
Yeah. But it's like showing up anywhere new.
Yeah. But.
Oh. I mean, it makes sense, you know. When we went to San Diego, we had to make friends with like Nat's friends,
yeah,
roommates. Even though we already know Cat, but like still, like the other ones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a part of like life, you know. You gotta meet new people and like get to know them. I did want to say the whole time we were eating, Rick brought what was it? Scalloped potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like. The mac and cheese is so good, but it's scalloped potatoes. Just teasing Ricky the whole time.
The whole fucking time, dog.
That's so funny.
I could not escape.
That's so funny.
The chaparrado was kind of bad, huh?
Oh, this mac and cheese hits.
The whole time.
You know, what was your favorite? What was your guys' favorite dish? Or meal, I guess. I really liked.
The ham was good.
The ham was fire.
The ham was good.
The sandwiches, the little like, that Hamid brought.
Those were good.
With the crispy bottoms.
The burnt bottoms. Zari lasagna wasn't actually that bad.
Zari did make good.
My pulled pork was good. I gotta say, it was really good.
Crazy, I mean.
Too many fucking meatballs, though.
Well,
I had so many meatballs left over.
Yeah, I thought people would grab more meatballs, but I mean,
I got a good amount of them, dude.
I got a good amount, too, and I had so many left, dude.
Yeah, my bad. I should have taken some home.
It was so funny. I like
meatballs.
I was like, dude, there's so many. I was putting it away.
Yeah.
Because I think it was Undone, Santos, Ivan, and Albert were still here. And Hamed, I think it was those five.
I even showed up late, dude.
And then I was putting my shit away. I was like cleaning up as like we're just talking. I was like, there's so many meatballs.
Meatball.
I'm not gonna bring meatballs next time.
I might just make turkey next year.
I made the turkey this year for the house.
Yeah, I was, cause Ricky.
Pretty good.
I told Ricky, I was like, I'll make the chicken parm next time, and I'll show you how fucking easy it is to make. I might not even make the chicken parm. I'm probably gonna make
my spaghetti. Damn, this champurrado hits.
Jesse, Jesse, is the mac and cheese in the room with us?
So funny.
Can the real mac and cheese please stand up, please? But anyway, honestly, those potatoes, those scallop potatoes were actually really, really good. I actually really enjoyed
them. Yeah, they're better than Albert's mashed potatoes, though.
Dang.
Can I just point out, Albert's mashed potatoes kind of look like applesauce?
Yeah, they're very watery.
Watery. And they didn't have no salt or pepper. Unless if it did, sorry, it didn't Albert. Have enough.
Sorry, Albert.
Sorry, Albert.
It was disgusting, too, because I put it away, too, like... First, and the next day, and I opened the container it was in. It was just all water. I was like, I'm throwing this shit out.
Yeah. Did your dad like the food?
Yeah, he liked it.
That's good. I'm glad he was able to eat.
Y le trajeron mucha comida. I'm like, yeah, I told you.
What did you say? What did your dad say? Like, who they don't have girlfriends? Or
oh, he's like, who? Yeah. He's like, ¿quién tiene novias? I'm like, it was Diaz and... They're like, that's it. I'm like, no, Undone's literally here.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I think we only said Undone. I'm like, no, Daisy's literally here.
What do you baby. Mean? The yeah. baby right there?
Like, what?
They're just chilling.
And I was like, I'm not counting him and fucking Chio. So, no, just two.
Nah.
JJ was so adorable.
Jaden's always adorable.
I like...
I love Jaden, man.
He started clapping.
Yeah. Everyone going crazy.
I love holding him.
That kid's gonna be a star.
He didn't cry either.
He cried a little bit, but he
he only cried at the end, like when he was tired.
Stops really fast. Yeah, he was tired.
He's a pretty good baby.
I think he was just thirsty too.
Like holding him, man.
What's that box mean? That's the field goal.
That's where they catch it.
Oh, catch it! I've never seen that box.
Or the kick return.
I guess only CBS is it.
Yeah.
Anyways, honestly, I had fun. That night was pretty
good. Hey, bitch, you're number three, and I'm number three, too.
In the end, bro, we had a laugh. It was a good, like, setup. There was... Your aunt did make us a little fruit platter.
On the bills, what's cheese. The Y stand for?
Oh, never mind. You made the cheese,
Clinch
right?
Division, Clinch division, sorry.
Huh? You made that cheese platter?
My tia's made it.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's because my mom, since she was out of town, she was like... Tu tía Sonia, tu tía Lupita van a venir a ayudarte. I'm like, okay. And then they just cut the fruit and then the cheese and then put it there. That's cool.
Yeah. Wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it's cool.
And then how was your guys' actual Thanksgiving?
It was cool. I went to my cousin's.
It was fucking annoying. Continue.
Why?
I tried my best to have fun and I had two IPAs. And yeah, I was feeling it, but I'm there.
You got a drinking problem.
I'm there. I'm sitting with.
I
my
noticed
family.
That it was like 2 p.m. and you were drinking.
He does.
I just shit. Had he my
does
third.
He does
beer.
That shit every day.
Are you okay?
No,
I'm not.
You'll be okay though.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
I say maybe just try start. To find something else to do.
I know.
Read a book. To.
Maybe drink.
Read a book and drink
wine. Maybe drink wine.
I got soju.
Read a book and drink.
That's a wine. What's it called?
My book got an update.
Your book?
The book I was reading. Your on book? My phone.
Oh. You read?
I told you guys. Don't believe everything you think. I think that's what the book's called.
I'm going to read the Rules of Power, whatever the fuck it's called.
There's books I want to read, but I just never go and get them.
Get a book called 44 Laws of Peace.
The Book of Job is something I want to read. As not to keep religion out of this, but that's something I do want, I am curious about. And The Promised Land by Obama, that's a book I really want to read.
Obamacare. Sure. Speaking of which, what'd you guys think about the election? No, just kidding.
We always talked about this. We're not talking
about speaking of which, how do we feel about Mr. President?
Oh, my actual Thanksgiving was good.
I saw
my cousins.
Oh, I didn't finish my IPAs.
I saw a post and it was like a manager, and it was all like one of my employees just requested January 6th off. Like, don't let them go.
Oh, we're saying about your IPAs.
Oh, yeah. So I was drinking them, right? And I'm having a good time. Thanksgiving. I just had a big fat ass plate. And I'm there. I'm sitting. I'm enjoying the wait.
Are you at your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, do you guys know when you eat a lot of food?
You're just like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, like, I felt the food fucking, like, digesting in my stomach.
Scrolling on TikTok.
And I was schlumped, you know? I'm, yeah. I'm here. I'm literally just enjoying myself. And my cousin's girlfriend, she goes, oh, look at Rick, he's so drunk. And I'm like, not really, but okay. Like, all right. And then I go back, and I'm just chilling. And then, like, less than a minute later, I hear, hee-hee-hee-hee. And I look up, and, like, four people are looking at me. And I'm like, can I not just hang? Like, for the longest time, Rick was not at events for this side of the family.
Yeah.
And now that I'm here, you guys are bugging the fuck out of me.
I think that it's like I get it, because I had to like go off into my room.
Stupid.
Basically, dude.
But like, you're literally in like almost like a food coma.
Yeah, and I was you're just letting enjoying the food myself.
Get like down, because you're like you feel it. Your stomach's just
yeah. I had a couple beers,
loaded,
chilling.
Yeah,
and then it didn't like piss me off, and
you
I
just
get mad.
You just gotta relax for a minute, because you can't just go into like.
So all with this. That idea, I went to my room. And I knocked out. And I woke up like at 2 in the morning. And everyone was gone.
Well, that's what you gotta do, bro. I had to go into work early that night. So I just went in my room. And I'm like, I'm going to bed, bro. Because I can't deal with this anymore.
One of my cousins in...
Pink font.
I went to my cousin Carlos's house. And then I eat. And then... I don't know why, but it was me, my cousin Carlos. And my cousin-in-law. Is that how you say it? Well... Yeah, well,
yeah, it makes sense. My cousin's cousin,
my cousin's husband,
yeah,
Emilio. It's so funny because
cousin-in-law.
Yeah,
I said it wrong. Sorry, I said cousin's cousin.
My cousin's husband, Emilio. We were just chilling, and then just out of nowhere, they pull up. You know who Dashy is?
The guy, the YouTuber.
Yeah, the one that did the stream with Kai.
Yeah,
they started watching clips of him. And so we're just in the living room, three dumbasses watching that stupid ass shit.
Old Dashy was funny.
Yeah, we're watching old Dashy. We're watching him fucking play like a Michael Jackson game.
The horror one?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I was like, what the fuck? I was like, yeah, I love Thanksgiving. I'm just on my phone just watching this shit with him.
Wait.
We're fucking around. It's so funny.
You know what we should do next year? What? Friendsgiving, we should have a football game.
No. I'm good.
That would go so bad.
Yeah. Why?
Someone's going to get injured.
Yeah, that's the point.
Wow. Someone would get it. Unless we do like flag football.
I'm not playing.
And not hit
each
other.
I already know who's going to be playing. It's going to be you guys, fucking Mo, Albert, and fucking maybe Zario as lineman. The only lineman in the whole game.
The only lineman.
It'll be like me and Dias tryhardy, and then everyone else. Everyone else will just pitch in like their effort.
I'll just be in the kitchen waiting for the one. Where do you guys? Well, never mind. I was gonna say, where should we have Friendsgiving next year? But it's more
in my new house.
Huh?
In my new house.
When I
move out.
I'm just kidding. We can.
I'm not gonna have that much money, Brian.
Let's just settle it now. Let's just do it at your house next year.
Okay.
Lock it in.
You didn't. Like, no padlock is starting the car.
Yeah.
Actually, that makes sense. It's a key.
Yeah.
You're so smart, Rick.
What else was I going to do?
Jerk off. What is
this? Make sure it's on good.
The padlock and then walk away? And then
yeah, you got to. I know what you're talking about. Wait, does this mean the Miami Dolphins are the winners?
Yeah. How does this affect LeBron's legacy?
So is overtime sudden death then?
Look, they're 6-7 now.
What do you mean?
They're winning.
Damn. So Buffalo would play Denver. We would play Baltimore? That's fucked. Could we play the Chargers? Actually, I think the Ravens have the head-to-head over the Chargers, so they'd be above them. So we'd play the Chargers in the first round.
How do you feel, Jess?
I feel great.
Post-game.
I feel great. Post-game interview. Great.
Aaron Rodgers is going to retire at the end of the season.
Nah, he's going to go to a new team.
Nah, he's retiring. He told me personally.
Oh, yeah?
Honest to God.
You know him like that?
Yeah. Who do you think trains them, huh?
I thought you were doing that on pure air. I didn't realize you were doing it on your leg.
No, he's using his head. He's like,
would you guys do the Neuralink?
Neuralink? That thing that's, yeah, I probably would.
Yeah?
Not even like a, oh, they're going to control your mind. I just want to try something new, I guess. I just want to see whatever they can get it. Because, I mean, someone has to do it.
What I think would be really cool is implanting a...
I've been cooking!
A debit card chip into your hand. Like, I know it sounds stupid, but...
Not really.
If you had a card...
I hear you.
You had a metal, like, just the strip on a metal card, and you had the tap on your fucking hand, you could just... Beep.
Just do that. Yeah. Have you seen the people who like
Jesus will pay for my meal.
Like, and then just...
God's got me.
Beep.
You have it on like a fake fingertip or something.
Sorry.
It was burning hot.
I accidentally put it up to the fucking highest.
I gotta go to Walmart after this. I gotta get more wrapping paper. Yeah. My wrapping paper, just a heads up, there's like a glitter like print on it. And I didn't realize it until after I was like wrapping all this. It got all over my hands.
So mine's filled with glitter. Thanks, Ryan.
It's on the outside.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Ryan.
It's on the... Yours is in a fucking plastic bag thingy.
Wait, what is this?
So you didn't even wrap it? Fucking asshole.
This is just your regular Riot account?
Yeah, this is where I look at my comp stats.
Ryan, when we were playing, I was averaging like two. One kill, nine deaths.
Probably like 0.9, not even like 0.7.
Yeah.
KD?
Yeah.
No, like kills per game.
Oh.
But then again, he's also just starting, so. Mm-hmm. He's like, guys, I'm playing so bad. We're like, Ricky, you literally just started, bro. It's okay.
He's hard.
He thinks like we were fucking perfect. I'm level 500, bro.
He's hard.
Shit takes forever. All right, my hands are warm.
It's not even cold. Why do you?
Because I get my hands get cold, Brian.
Why?
I don't know. So I bought it.
You're iron deficient.
Whatever that means. Am I gonna turn into Iron Man? Fuck.
Do you not know what that means?
No.
It's when like your blood doesn't have enough iron in it, right? It's your blood.
Yeah.
So people who like.
So I gotta drink iron.
Sorta.
Put some magnets in your water and you'll be okay.
You ever seen how there's iron in
Give like, me iron and get right food? Now.
You ever seen how there's iron inside like cereal?
I think there's iron in Gatorade.
Rice.
I don't drink Gatorade.
No wonder you're iron.
No wonder you're iron deficient.
I drink Coke.
Iron deficient when like you stand up too fast and you also pass out from it.
Yeah,
that's happened to me actually.
Well. You can be iron deficient on like a daily.
There's no blood rushing to you.
Yeah, you can be iron deficient on a daily. Like, it's not a chronic thing.
I'm getting old. You heard that?
No, that's because you need to take multivitamins.
No. Oh, I'm getting old.
That's what my sister said. My sister said if your bones and stuff crack and you're not past
the... My toes crack. That's the only thing that I hear crack.
Yeah, me too. But
whenever I walk, you'll hear my toes just pop.
My sister told me that, not that it's not normal.
That's a problem.
But...
I've been doing that since I was a kid.
That's not a flex. You got a problem.
For our age, we shouldn't be popping like that. Like, that's a multivitamin thing.
I do have multivitamins.
Mm. Says my nurse sister.
Did you see the streamer awards? The streamer awards? K-So got gamer of the year.
How?
Because he's a gamer. He beat Jinxie, Kaisenat, some fucker.
Jinxie's kind of ass. I'm not going to lie. Like, yeah, he's cool, but he only really
plays on consoles.
Plays on console.
Yeah, but he only really plays R6.
Huh? What did Jinxie get?
He got FPS streamer of the year.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but Queso's like an all-around gamer.
Wait, who got streamer?
Speed.
Speed did, yeah.
Homie's playing
Which Dress is deserved.
Yeah, obviously.
Went
to different countries for the whole
year. And broke 1 million live viewers.
Yeah, he did.
So, and he has 20 mil subs.
Yeah. And he got his hair pulled in that one country, so he deserved it. He deserved the award, not his hair getting pulled, obviously. And he met Ronaldo. So
he met.
Cousin hasn't met Ronaldo yet.
Hmm? He met Ronaldo's lookalike.
He met the real one.
He's met the real one.
When? He's met the real one.
Like,
I think he's like met him like twice, maybe.
He's like seen him. He hasn't actually like had like a conversation with him. Or like
he's been like Ronaldo.
And he got added to a group chat with Mr. Beast and Ronaldo. Oh. Apparently Ronaldo signed to Prime. Mm-hmm. Like as a Prime athlete.
I found
apparently
I watched the video of don't be in the face house at 3 a.m. from Ron. And like, it's dude, I need you to watch the video.
Ron is so funny.
It's dude. The fucking funniest thing ever, dude. He'll be like, he's like, it'll be like, it's him and his cameraman. He's like, wait, do you hear that? And then like, the phone starts ringing, and he turns around, and it's a picture of John Pork on the wall, and he's calling.
John Pork.
No. And he's like, no, and rips it off, and he'll go into Silky's room, and keep in mind he set this all up. He goes into Silky's room, and like on his desk is like a picture of like this like. Like fan fiction of Minnie Mouse, and she's like in this little sexy outfit, and like there's a heart potion bottle there. He's like, wait, should I drink it? And Ron drinks it. He's like, it don't feel different. And he turns around, and Minnie Mouse is on the chair all of a sudden, and like they're like,
all what right, is that?
Where did she come from? I'm scared. And like they turn around again, and she's gone, because the whole time, Jason's like running around moving stuff for them. And they're like,
coffee monster.
You hear Jason fall, and they go downstairs. And this is like the end of the video. They find Jason at the bottom of the stairs in his room, and he's like laying there. And the cameraman goes, "Don't worry about him. It's not our job." He just closes the door and leaves him. I was like, "What the fuck?"
The only thing I've seen from Ron was yesterday. Well, I watched only a bit of the streamer wars. The beginning of it.
Yeah.
But it was him doing the interviews. And he's like, "Fuck." He's like, "Damn. All right. Hi, can you come do the interview?" Like me, like that. And he did the interview with Ludwig. And Ludwig was like, "You want to know how to become a good interviewer? How?" He just pushes him in the middle of the sponsors, because he wasn't in the middle. He was like on the side, like next to the grass wall. He's like, "There you go. That's the money maker right there."
Isn't he dating Cutie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably why he's like. What's it called?
I'll learn how to make the money.
Fucking, what's
I like
her name?
Like how Ludwig looks like Terrorizer.
What's her name?
True. A little bit.
What's that one bitch's name? Bella Porch. He like interviews her. And she's like, "Oh, I don't know who you are. I've never seen you before." And like, he's like, "Oh, you don't know? Payphone, you know, this and that, whatever." Payphone. And she's like, "No." And then she's like, "Let me interview you." And like, literally, she did not know who the fuck he was. It was kind of like awkward. Like, how can you be on this social media platform? How can you, someone who doesn't stream, not know these streamers? And like, you're coming to these award shows, you know? And she was performing, but like, still. And I bet she like found out who he was later on, because he was at the table with all the face boys.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's like, damn. Like, I kind of felt bad for him.
Oh, yeah.
I do like how he kept telling people, like he's like, "What kind of celebrity do you think I look like?" And then he'll get in the mic, and he'll turn around towards the wall, and be like, Justin Bieber. Like, telling them to say Justin Bieber.
Say
it. Please.
No.
Guys, on a new note, I'm managing to put away $4,000 a month.
Can we say something real quick?
Huh?
Why the hell did Chio wear those big-ass boots to Thanksgiving?
Playboy Cardio.
His Sheen boots. Those big-ass boots. They were cool, though.
I need to make my post.
I think they were TikTok shop. Oh, that you won?
Yeah. I do it every week.
Look, it's Russell Wilson.
Oh.
Look, it's Russell Wilson. The GOAT!
I still love Justin Fields, though.
Yeah, I'd crash out of Ricky Fields' team.
Oh.
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, we just start laughing at you.
Ja, 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 ja. Ja, 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 ja.
Damn it, I forgot about my drink.
Ozan, you get Jaja just tatted on you.
Jaja? I would do it. I'd get it like tatted on my tricep. Like back here. Jaja.
my little brother Adrian will always mock my grandma's laugh, because my mom laughs kind of like weird.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll go Jaja. He says it literally Jaja. But in my mom's like kind of laugh rhythm, whatever. Like, I don't know. My mom has a stupid laugh.
How's she laugh?
My mom laughs like a witch.
And I can't really think of it right now, but like
everyone tells my mom she laughs like
a witch. You ever hear like a group of Mexican women laugh when they kind of like yell?
Yeah, it's the worst.
like witches.
Yeah. My mom laughs like
that's whenever my tías play lotería.
Stirring the pot.
Yesterday at work, my coworker,
it's like they're brewing the pozole.
My coworker usually brings like a speaker. But they forgot their speakers, so like we were like it's quiet as fuck. And like at the end of the day, we were all like just we kept like
saying, good shit.
We kept saying like TikTok like memes, mm-hmm. like
hit that our ball.
And I was all like, I started singing the
is that our ball?
The Costco guys. I started singing their song, and then my homeboy,
my name is Big
Joseph. My coworker
Justice.
Next to me, he calls out to my other coworker. He goes, "Hey Joseph, do you bring the boom?" And he goes. Boom! All loud as fuck, bro. Boom! Boom! I was like, Jesus, fuck.
And then next time I'm at Costco,
at some point they called over a supervisor, and she's like, "You're one of our elite employees." All loud with the voice, and they sounded like women over there. I was in my truck, and I was like, "Is there a lady here?" Like, bro, they're fucking annoying. It was like annoying because they're doing so well, but it's funny as fuck.
That's how I feel about you, daddy.
Jesse, he hit you one of these. Do you feel rizzed up yet?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, caught me off guard. What the fuck
was Wait, that? Actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Wait, are you going to rearrange your room today or some other day?
Some other day.
Well, if you are, just take a before and after photo, because I like seeing before and after
photos. Yeah. I'll take a picture of it before I clean it, and then after I clean it, and then I'll rearrange it.
Dude, my head is actually, like, not exciting at all.
So you can tell I opened it.
Would they connect on these?
Yeah.
To the back of the PC?
Yeah.
Why is this?
It's colored. So it's the red and green, yeah.
Why two?
Huh?
Why is it two?
Because it's a splitter cable.
There's a one.
I think it was meant for a console, but there's a PC splitter cable.
He doesn't. That's probably what it's for. It's he doesn't need it. Okay.
So he's chilling.
I was thinking about that. I was like, are you excited?
Yeah.
Good.
And then I get a place.
It's like fucking horrible. I'm glad.
Was it expensive?
They're not going to make fun of me anymore.
I think it's originally like 50,
be made fun of,
50, yeah. 55 bucks. But I got it for 30.
Can't put down.
Sorry, you got people over.
Nah, I don't care.
Can't put down.
I mean, you literally just said the fucking daddy part, so.
I didn't scream it.
Boom!
Sorry. Should I buy a motorcycle?
No.
No. No. No. You're already through driving.
No.
Okay.
No.
And that's honest to God, I don't want you to fucking go around dying, bro. That's fucking scary.
No.
I'm just, you know.
No motorcycle.
Okay.
Just get like an ATV to go off-roading.
Like, think about it, bro. Out of all our driving history, he has the better driving history.
Jesse?
Yeah, he doesn't even have his fucking license.
That is very true.
It's because I'm a safe driver.
I'm a safe driver too, but I sleep sometimes.
Yeah, on the wheel.
Nap time.
Amazing.
Turning off the freeway nap time.
It's green.
I've fallen asleep at a red light before. I'm not gonna lie.
I believe it.
In your dreams.
Not
in Minecraft.
There you go.
Minecraft.
He gets it. He understands it now.
One time my stepdad was taking us home. I'm not home. He was taking us to school.
Hmm.
And we were on Landau, and the guy fell asleep in his car, and my stepdad had to get off and like knock on the window, wake him up. And he was like dead asleep. My stepdad had to like really like knock on that window.
Yeah.
Ranking random flavors.
Yeah. I remember that guy woke up and being like, where am I? At that point, he just got pulled over, though.
I got that.
Path of Exile.
Rank and random.
Yeah, at that point, pull over and go to sleep.
Rank and random. It was early.
That's what I.
It wasn't. I mean,
that's what I do.
Why would you ruin?
What are you booting up?
Why would you ruin a perfect
darker,
good?
I think.
Shut the fuck up.
Why would you ruin a perfect good?
You sound Dr. Pepper. Like, you sound like Shaq at this point.
Is that our ball?
That's our ball.
That's LeBron.
I know.
Ain't that our ball?
When you're in Spanish class in high school, they ask you what is tree in Spanish.
Ain't that our ball?
Ain't that our ball? I love those kind of memes because it's like,
what? Bartholomew.
Oh.
Is that your name?
That's my name on Marvel Rivals.
Sup fan. S-E-J.
Why'd you say like Santos?
Wait, who's
Santos? Who's
who?
It's are those Esage. Just different?
Those are different classes.
Different classes.
A fighter, a wizard, a barbarian.
Dr. Topper.
A druid, a warlock.
Dr. Topper.
Don't read that name.
That's so stupid. So stupid.
But yeah.
Mine's named Rickward the second.
The second? Is it actually?
Yeah. Rickward 2.
I have a Madden watch.
I'm watching.
It doesn't show.
His
name's Chunky Piss. His character name's Rickward. His account name is
Rickward. Why is that your name? That's disgusting.
Chunky Piss. I was like, where is it?
Chunky Piss. Can't you click on it?
You can't send me it.
No profiles.
Oh, well, maybe you can go to players and it shows the last people.
Hold on, I'm a gamble.
Hey! Oh!
Gamble.
Meh.
Gamble.
No, you actually, kind of fire.
Ah, oh, that hurt.
Armor penetration 5.
Oh, yeah. I was at work and I was like, who's the dumbass that does that?
Look at all these fucking
this thing?
Money.
And I was like, wait a minute, that's you. Oh, that's all your money? All right, what are you going to do with it?
Nothing.
Just put it in. How'd you get that one?
I crafted it.
Okay, why can't you just cut it?
From your more affinity with the...
Wait, those bottom ones say 0.
I got 2 wolf pelts. Oh, yeah, because I just spent them, Brian. Anyways, I got 2 wolf pelts, and then I just bought the troll pelt.
But it's 0.
And then I crafted it.
Okay.
Jesse, the troll pelt was like 5k.
They say 0 on it, though. Can't you just get rid of them?
Get out.
Brian, leave. They're worth, like...
Leave.
Wait, is this, like... Is that how it looks, or...
Look.
What is that?
Oh, I could trade it with you now, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, you actually have a shit ton of fucking...
Drip? Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Sorry, let me make some money real quick. I know, I have a lot of shit.
You do have some pretty good shit. But... If only we X-filled the last couple times, I would have had a lot of blue. Dude, imagine you kept your legendary shield.
I mean, it doesn't go for much. Can't but still, it would have been nice to keep it.
You have a lot of cloaks. Legendary Dark Leaves.
Yup, that's me.
Purple Turn Shoes.
The Turn Shoes not that good. Stitch Turn Shoes is what you want.
Oh, okay.
Stitch Turn
Shoes.
Not normal Turn Shoes.
Yeah, because Turn Shoe would be more for like a
fighter build or something.
I was going to say the...
Seems like you're enjoying this game, though.
Because this game's a lot like other games that I've played. Yeah. I like this kind of game. Like, games with this UI... Like, Diablo-style games, I like.
Wait, when you play a game called Never Have I Ever, do you move up when you have done it, right?
I think it's just a matter... I think you're out when all of your hands are... All your fingers are counted.
But is it like, let's say we have our hands up, right? Never Have I Ever, like, went to the bathroom in my pants.
Finger down.
Would you put your hand down, your finger down because you have done it or because you haven't done it?
Yes.
You would because you've done
it. Yeah, exactly. Guess what? You have done it.
Yeah. Okay. You would either put your finger down or your finger up, depending on which way you're going. Oh, but yeah.
Okay. Right. Sorry to interrupt, but look, never at, these, have I look ever. At these chokers, bro.
Oh, damn.
Because some people play it backwards.
That's
like,
insane.
Yeah.
I've never done it. I'll move forward. But it's like, no, you have
so many
it.
Good chokers.
You do have a shit ton of fucking... Damn, dude.
Stop. So you get arthritis, bitch. So your mom is telling you not to get the...
Do I have a bunch of
you
magic
want a magic stuff?
I'll take one.
I have 3 purple ones. I don't know how I have 3 purple ones.
But then we have to go into a high roller. Because what?
I mean, that's if you want. Let me go gamble my other account.
Whatever. You should play this.
I don't
Brian would not like this show.
I don't like that game.
Something sold.
I told you I don't like the
look of it. Yeah!
It's so like...
Dated.
Oh, Mystic Vestment.
Doesn't look good.
Oh.
Like the gameplay.
I got a Fox.
The gameplay looks a lot different from like this menu place, but I just don't like it. It doesn't look good.
Makes sense.
See, I didn't think I would like this game either. And then I bought it.
I really like games like this.
Because a million fucking...
This is my cups, shit.
Bitch.
This is why I wanted a PC.
This is why I love the game.
Like, when I was on PlayStation, like my old friend group, they're like, let's play a game called Conan Exile.
Conan was fun, Conan dude.
Conan Exile, I didn't even like that game. But I played it because they wanted it to
play. I liked it because you could have slaves.
Oh, I think you might have to cut that out.
Well, that's what the game's about.
No, you can't. Yeah, you can't. But you, like Rick, you can't say that.
You can't. I remember one time we were playing. We played and we lived in the snow biome.
They took out the jack-o'-lantern.
And I got back and our base was raided. I remember that.
What am I supposed to do with my candy corn?
Damn.
Our base was raided when we came back.
What are we supposed to do with our candy?
Eat it?
You're supposed to go to the jack-o'-lantern and buy shit.
What are we supposed to do with it now?
I don't know. Can I sell it?
Eat it?
Actually, it's a good idea. How much do you think it sells
for? Wait, save it for next year, though.
But then we're just going to sit with 16 candy corns.
Oh, my God.
Is that a lot?
That's a good amount.
For that?
16 pieces of candy corns. That's, like, what? Two pickups?
Practically. I see a cat.
Because you can pick the race.
Yeah, the race gives you
what gives you buffs and
what does this race give me? This was know. It was a Twitch drop. 2 dexterity,
minus 1 strength, minus 1 vigor.
Which I don't mind on. Actually, I don't really care. About. That word.
Huh? Be careful with the way you say that word.
He looked. Wait,
his emote.
Cheers. That's Ricky. Man, I'll queue up right now.
All right, Ken. You guys think we can like wrap this up? Cause I...
wake up, Brian. Wake up.
I'm not sleepy. I have a fucking head. Yes. Right, man.
Wake up.
I gotta go to Walmart. I hate going to Walmart.
Makes sense.
During the day. I'm only in the morning.
So we're playing.
Once we get on or what?
Oh, he has work.
Yeah, I work at 6:00.
What time is it? 2:00. It's about to be 2:00.
Fuck it. I just gotta go put some clothes to wash. Why are we playing Dark and Darker? Or are we playing Rivals?
You want to play Rivals? I'm down for either.
I'm down for either.
Like, that doesn't feel good.
Brian!
Wake up.
Not that I'm upset that you don't play with us, but I wish you did play with us.
Nah, no, I'm good.
Because he doesn't play any games that we play.
Yeah, you know, no one plays Modern Warfare. Not Modern Warfare, Black Ops.
I got on Black Ops. If I could, I would!
I got on Black Ops this morning, and Mo sent me an invite. I'm like, I'm not joining you. My cousins already called me and they're like, you want to play? And I was like, sure. So I already had like someone to play with.
Mm-hmm.
But he invited me. I felt really bad.
He didn't say nothing.
He didn't message or anything. He wasn't even in the Discord call. He just sent me an invite. I was like, oh, I'm not.
Hmm. Not Rickward popped up.
I played like a couple of games of Warzone. I cooked. But then there's like, you know, the unemployment motherfuckers in there.
Like, damn. Rickward too. Chunky piss.
Mm-hmm. What is everyone's name? Undone is just Undone.
Well, Undone has multiple accounts.
Undone is I'm about to steal.
Undone. This one's Hamed.
He has a lot of Undones in there.
Yeah, we do. I do play with them.
Oh, that's a. Oh, never mind.
There's like the recent games.
Oh, you fixed your phone screen, huh?
Me?
I didn't feel good. Oh, no, it's him who had the phone screen cracked, huh?
Yeah, I got my.
The back is cracked?
Yeah, and my front.
Yeah, my back is cracked, dude.
Wow, my phone was not cracked anymore, guys. I got a new phone.
Fuck.
Months ago. Gosh.
Can't put down the cup.
Did you see that?
Oh, what'd you do?
Oh, Undone did get Ricky the full game of Dark and Darker.
Of what? Dark and Darker?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was half a game.
He only had the free version.
What's wrong with the free version compared to the full version?
You can only do one character.
And
Ricky likes the game, so he's probably going to play more.
Your stash, you can only have one of these, but the full game lets you have all of these different.
You just have to buy them.
Oh.
But
a lot of fucking money that I put in.
It's like 1,000 coins per different.
No, the first one was 1,000.
Second's 2.
Second's 2,500.
Third's 4.
5.
Oh. And then it just goes up from there. 10, 15, 20.
I think it's 10 next. Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. Gotta watch what I pressed there.
But before that, I was not able to even purchase it. Or...
Should I tell them what happened? When I was like, Ricky, I'm gonna drop you all my shit. Yeah. I took like really good gear for Ricky since he's a wizard. Yeah. And I have shit like I could just give him.
Yeah.
I was like, here, Ricky, I'm gonna give you all this blue shit. Like all this blue gear.
And it's like regular grading system, so...
Yeah, yeah. I would just drop you this blue gear and just pick it up when we get in the map. And I was like taking like base gear because I don't really care. I was like, here, pick it up. And so we do the run. we get out safely and everything. And then there's a goblin merchant. So like if I lose my shit, he'll give it back to me. And we go into the lobby. He's like, hooray, your friend bought all your stuff back. I'm like, okay. So I click and it's all the shit I gave him and it just gave it back to me.
So I go back into the lobby, dude, and I'm fucking naked.
Well, what happened?
Because I owned it and I like I found it all. Yeah, so it goes back to me if he takes it back.
If you look at the loot, it says found by, and then it says your character name.
Yeah, Subfent found that.
Yeah. So since he found it and I was wearing it, it said, your friend brought back your loot.
Oh.
And since I was wearing it, it gave all his loot back to him. So I spawned into the table. Like, we all, like, get out of the freaking lobby. We all spawn in here, and I'm naked. And everyone else is, like, fully decked out with everything, and I'm just there, naked.
Why is that, though? Why can't he keep it?
I have to, like, trade with him, and so it could, like, transfer over.
Yeah. Like, you have to actually...
So Ricky just looked like this.
Everyone else is, like, all suited up in armor and shit. And I'm just there, alone.
Ricky was like this.
Yeah, literally like that.
It was like that. It's just so funny.
I don't even think I had a weapon.
I started fucking laughing, dude.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. Lily, it's your turn, buddy.
All right, everyone.
All right. Get it up. Get it up.
I'm pulling it up. I changed my...
Should I spin a wheel and see what game we play? Before we settle for the outro?
What are you doing?
Want to see my wheel, chat?
What are you doing?
Chat, you want to see my wheel?
Lily's right here, guys. Talk to Lily.
Every time I'm done playing Val, I just spin this wheel.
OG4?
You know what you should put on there?
Because I haven't played OG4.
You know what you should put on there?
The what?
Fortnite.
I already have it.
Oh, OG4.
Yeah. Man, your head really hurts.
Hi, you know what?
What the fuck was that? You want to spin it?
Oh, do you have a bunch of games on there already? Why is she crying?
I don't know. What's wrong?
Just two games?
Well, it's for the games that we're going to play. Oh.
Yeah, we're going home and playing Dark and Darker.
Well, we don't have to only play it. We can play for like an hour and then go to Marvel.
Okay.
Fine, we'll only play this shit. All
right, you're ready to wrap it?
All right.
Are you ready to rap?
Thank you for listening to the episode of Send Bit of Pippin. Yeah, well, Pippin. I'm your host, Jesse.
You gotta go somewhere else.
With my host, as always,
Wick.
And
Brian.
And I think it's been a pretty decent episode. Fun episode because the Steelers won. That's just me, though.
And the Dolphins.
And the Dolphins won.
Brian, where can they listen to
this podcast? Red Dead?
Yeah. That's new.
It's been on sale.
No, it hasn't.
It just got on sale right now.
It wasn't on my Black Friday stuff.
Sure. Anyways, where can they listen to the podcast?
You guys can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or find podcasts and download it.
All right, Ricky, what's the Instagram?
official.sap.podcast. And email is sapbusiness@sappodcast.net. Brian, have you seen the videos?
I don't know, maybe.
Have you seen the videos of...
I don't have ibuprofen. Like, I can't have ibuprofen.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'm pretty sure my mom has something. Let me ask her real quick. You guys...
Have you seen the modded videos?
Fuck off. Have a good week. Have a good day. Have a good month. Have a good Christmas. And a good new year. You guys can finish it.
Stay tuned because next episode is going to be our last episode of the season. And yes, we're going to have our Christmas episode as well.
And we're going to get each other gifts.
Yep. Like every season we've done that.
Well,
all right.
See you guys later.
Bye. Just is gonna get me a pill.
Yeah.
My fucking head is like.
He's gonna get him a Plan B. All
right. Bye.
Bye, everybody.